And she came, they got together and decided something needed to be done. And Mary is still alive, and she has worked at the North Fulton for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of one way that the North Fulton Community Charities got started, was that.
Are you active with them at all, or have you worked with them?
Yes, I've worked with some. I'm on the Baptist Church this year. And before, I was on the our church when that happened. Mm-hmm. And it was just a devastating thing. It really was, because there was just a lot of really poor families that lived around here. Mm-hmm. Today, I'll have to say that the Drake House, they're now in the process of getting the Drake House started. And the Drake House will be for children, for women, homeless women with children. Mm-hmm. They have to work, and it's something like they would be able to stay for, say, 90 days or as long as they needed, but they have to have a job. Mm-hmm. So that's work going through the North Fulton Community Charities, too, which is really exciting that we're working on now.
Are you in any of the other, in your life, have been any other social groups or, like, community groups in Roswell?
Well, some. Not really the JCs and the JSETs, and I've never really joined the Woman's Club. I probably should have, but at that time my kids were little, and I was involved with at the church, and I felt like I just, mm-hmm. you know, didn't really have the time.
Did you continue to work so, while your children grew up, or did you stop working?
I stopped working after I worked for a while, but then I stopped working.
After they grew up, did you take another job, or did you just...
I went to work with... I worked at for 26 years with Norma. And at that time, the kindergarten was, there was no kindergartner in this area. And our church decided that there was time that we needed something, mm-hmm. you know, for the children. And it's still there. I mean, you know, it's still there. So, one of the neatest things, I guess, in growing up when I was younger, I mean, we really didn't have a lot of activities to do. Mm-hmm. And a group of adults got together. I think young had something to do with this, and I think Miss and a lot of the educators had something to do with it. They formed a teen canteen, I think, and as well as I remember, I guess I was maybe 12. It was somewhere around the Presbyterian Church. I don't know if it was, and then I really cannot remember. I mean, there was the health center there, and I remember that we visited the health center mm-hmm. a lot for activities for the children. And then the youth day, I think, they started the first youth day parade was, and I'm trying to think if it was in 1949, the mm-hmm. first youth day parade that we had. And it was so neat, because this is the first time of my friends, all the girls, got to wear really nice evening dresses on the float and all that, you know. And we've never had to do that, get to do things like that before.
I talked to, when I've done interviews, I've interviewed a lot of men who were talking about their childhood and what the boys did, and they were talking about hunting and playing sports. What did the girls, I haven't really heard about what girls did.
Well,
when
sometime
you were
during that time, and I'm not sure if it was around 1949 when the youth day started, they blocked off Norcross Street. Grew up in the Minton House, which is faces it's Norcross Street from Canton Street and I guess Highway 9.
Yeah,
they blocked that section off right in front of his house. The police just put their cars right there, and we got to skate. So this was just real exciting, because we really, if you skated, you had to do